For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, today, in the middle of all the controversy about new developments in wash day products, the news about deep cleaning Oxidol is clearing up a lot of questions for women everywhere, especially the big question of how to get clothes sparkling clean. Now, women are discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. And this fact was proved to women in an amazing demonstration. One of the women present at this demonstration was Mrs. Don Phillips of Great Neck, Long Island. And here is what Mrs. Phillips saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading sud the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Phillips. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to do. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. Then, most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell great, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, deep cleaning Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the cousins have succeeded in every single one of their villainous schemes. They've driven Shuffle away. They've made Willie quit at the lumberyard. Evie isn't speaking to Ma. Faye is taking Sylvester's attentions very seriously. And Ma never, never dreams that at the bottom of all her heartache are the cousins' selfish plans to get everything to themselves. Now it looks as if Willie and Evie are going to trust Sylvester with their life savings because they... Well, let's hear for ourselves. It's about 7:45 at night now, and we find Willie and Evie at home with Sylvester. Willie is writing in his textbook. Look.
Oh, kids, Are you sure you want to do this? I don't know as I ought to let you.
We've talked it all over, Sylvester, and we've decided. Come on, take the check. Who should I make it out to?
See, I don't even know that. Make it out to me. I'll write to good old Mitch and ask him to fill out the papers and everything. I'll send him out there.
Yeah, we don't want to put you in no trouble, Cousin Sylvester. We can make out the check wherever you say.
Oh, no. No trouble. No trouble at all. Only these kids, I'm nervous. The mining business is a gamble. I keep telling you it's a gamble. You're taking a flyer.
Now, Sylvester, you told us that the stock been selling for 2 cents or something really small, and then it went to $1. True or false?
Yeah. Yes, Cousin Mary, that's what I said.
Sure, and then just today you got word that it's selling for $2.
Yes, Cousin Willie, that's what I heard.
So the stock is going up? True or false?
I see that you kids are determined to have your fling, and... Oh, I certainly admire your courage. Okay. Give me the check, you brave, brave people. I suppose I'll be kicking myself that I don't happen to have the money where I can share your good fortune. Don't bother blotting it, Willie. I'll just wave it around. Okay, Willie. Thank you.
You hear that, Willie? Cousin Sylvester says we're going to have a good fortune. He means that the stock will probably go to $3.
At $3, I'll sell. Oh, it's almost sure to go to $5. And that's what you clever people are banking on, aren't you?
You're the sort who can smell a prophet a mile away.
Look at that, Willie. You can smell a prophet.
Well, good, because I ain't smelled one for a long time.
You old fox, you. You just talked me into letting you make a pot of money.
Oh, here. What's this? 1,700?
Well, ain't that enough, Sylvester?
That's all we got. Oh, dear, I was hoping it would be in round numbers. Here, take it back, Willie. Put it in round numbers. Make it 1,500 or make it 2,000. Let's say an even 2,000.
But we haven't got $2,000. We've only got $1,700.
Couldn't you raise the other $300 some way? Well, for instance, borrow on your car.
We just got through paying for the car, 30 payments.
We got those war bonds, right?
Oh, here, I'll tell you what I'll do for you charming people. When I send my check to good old Miss, I'll make it $2,000. And so you owe me $300, Willie. We won't worry about it. You take your time whenever you get around to it. You owe me $300.
I don't want to owe you $300. Mm-hmm. I don't want to owe anybody $300.
Billy, don't look at a gift horse with such a big mouth. Sylvester wants to lend us $300. I think it's very nice of him. You know, for round numbers. You can cash in our war bonds.
But those war bonds are for junior college education.
Okay, Eddie, okay. Don't start giving me that look.
The little lady was ready to lower the boom on you, eh, Cousin Willie?
Well, that's fine. And now I guess I better get along and keep my date with little old Cousin Fay. First receipt. Permit me to sit down and write you out a receipt, Cousin Willie.
Oh, that's all right, Cousin Sylvester. The canceled check will be my receipt.
Well, if Cousin Sylvester wants to give us a receipt, don't argue with him.
Wait a minute. That's right, isn't it, Steve? If his check is in my name and then I cash it, then Willie has my signature in the back of the canceled check, which is proof in court of law he gave me the money.
Proof?
We're talking about court of law.
Here, Cousin Willie, you take your check. It's not that I don't trust you, Cousin Willie, but after all, I have to protect myself. You go and bring me cash, Cousin Willie. Good old American cash. We'll close the deal tomorrow.
But I don't get it. What's the difference, for heaven's sake?
Really, if Cousin Sylvester wants cash, we'll get him cash. Only, what if by tomorrow the stock is $3? Then we don't get so much stock.
Oh, my friend Mitch will protect you if I tell him to. Tomorrow, Willie, cash. Oh, for instance, why don't I meet you down at the bank, in front of the bank at 9:30, and I'll give you your receipt then, of course.
Well, I don't know what's biting you, but... Well, sure, if that's the way you want it. Okay, 9:30 in front of the bench.
Well, now I really have to run up. I don't want to keep little Fay waiting. Good night, you charming people.
Are you going to the country club again?
Well, yes, I imagine we'll drop in for a while. 9:30, Willie?
Yeah.
Night, gorgeous.
Night, Sylvester. Oh, he's cute, isn't he?
Yeah. I want to take off my shoes. My feet are killing me. Oh, that feels good. Eddie, how about some iced tea? I'm kind of hot and thirsty.
Okay, that's on the iPad. Oh, gee, it'll be nice, really, making them. The 2,000 are how many shares do we sell? It's $2 per share. That's 1,000 shares. Then we sell it at $5. And we've got $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Minus taxes.
Oh, pooh, taxes. We'll see what Sylvester does. No checks, everything cash. So who can know about taxes? Profits. That's what I like. Profits.
And now our scene changes. While Sylvester happily walks up the street, rubbing his hands at the thought of the money he's taking away from Evie and Willie, let's precede Sylvester and join Ma in front of her house. Shuffle's come over in a shiny new car. Listen.
Land, Shuffle, it's a beautiful automobile. Oh, my, so shiny.
If I decide to buy it, I get my choice of colors. This here's only the demonstrator car. Real nice fellow, that salesman, said, sure, I could drive it over to Royceville Center. He's a member of Rotary, too. That's where I met him, Rotary.
Oh, and this car is real pretty. Oh, man. chauffeur with a brand new car of his own. Oh, I'm so glad. Then you can come over and see us more often, Chester.
Well, Carnation Ma, coming over to see Ma Perkins is one of the two main reasons I'm buying this car, if I decide to buy it.
That's nice,
Chester. The other reason being Marietta. Come Sunday, Marietta's always getting me on a trolley car to go out for a picnic. She bakes up them hard-boiled eggs, packs that little basket, and we sit on a trolley for an hour, and then we go back and get tangled up in some farmer's poison ivy to eat our eggs, and then we take the trolley back full of sunburn. She's happy as a kid. Says what a wonderful time we had.
She seems like a wonderful person, Chester.
Is that, Ma? Uh-oh. Look who's coming up the street. Yeah. Heading straight for us.
Man, Cousin Sylvester, I better go and tell Fay he's here. Excuse me, Chester.
Ma, don't leave me. Ma, please.
Oh, I'll be right back. You come up on the porch. Evening, Cousin Sylvester. I'll tell Fay you're here.
Thank you, Cousin Ma.
Oh, golly, now, don't get in no fight, Shuffle Shober.
Well. Of all the biggest-looking jobs I ever seen, in fact, two biggest-looking jobs, Shorty and his new heap. This is your new heap, I assume, Shorty.
Nobody was asking your opinion, Fat Boy. So kindly mind your own business, Fat Boy. Does the chief of police know you're out, or maybe you're out just on parole?
What do you mean, the chief of police? What are you talking about? What do you mean? Am I out on parole?
Oh, you got hands off of me, you big fat hooligan. That's better. Okay, if you ain't in jail now, you will be someday. So pretend like I didn't say a word. And don't talk to me no more. I don't like talking to you.
Oh. It was just a wisecrack you made about me being out on parole. It wasn't referring to nothing special. Because you don't know anything special, Shorty. In fact, you don't know anything.
I know I don't like you, Sylvester P. Hammacher.
Sticks and stones, Shorty, sticks and stones. So tell me, how much did you pay for this heap? I'm going to get me a Cadillac. Next week, you want to go for a ride with me when I get my new Cadillac, Shorty? Oh, boy, me and Faye in a brand new Cadillac. Maybe we'll take it on our honeymoon.
Honeymoon? You.
Today, women everywhere are talking about, raving about deep cleaning Oxydol, because deep cleaning Oxydol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxydol. They're sparkling white and bright. You can feel clothes as soft and fluffy. You can smell clothes as fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxydol. Go for a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxydol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxydol package. And so Sylvester looks forward to buying a great big automobile. And we know that it's with Willie's and Evie's money. What's going to happen? Well, Ma finds that she has no one to turn to except the cousin. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxydol.
Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.